Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Baldinger will join us in just about an hour. That's coming up at 7:25, so you don't want to miss that. Let's jump into the Junkies sports page. Lots going on in the sports world yesterday in the last few days.
Yeah, so we should probably start off with the game on New Year's Eve, which was the Penn State game on. Mm-hmm. At our party, I had it on two TVs in the background. Was anybody actually watching it? I didn't watch one play.
I watched.
And it was a blowout.
I watched a little bit of it. I mean, sparingly.
Yeah, just kind of background, right?
Yeah, I mean.
I watched it because I was at home. I wouldn't say it was a blowout. I mean, it was 17-14 in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Penn State was clearly the better team. Genty mm-hmm. couldn't get anything going. There weren't a lot of holes for him. There wasn't a lot of excitement in that game, I would say, but props to Penn State. I mean, dude, they've won played two games so far and looked impressive in both of them. So
the only game they lost this year was Ohio State, right?
Yes, yeah, at home.
Yeah, I mean, they're Franklin doesn't have a great record against those top teams, mm-hmm. but he's gonna have another shot at it.
Well, is Tyler Warren coming out in this year's draft?
I believe so. Yeah. Okay. He's a top 10 player.
He's gonna be a stud. I mean, that's a dude who's gonna be. He's gonna have, I would think, a Sam Laporta, Brock Bowers esque. Type of impact when he comes into the league, because he just looks like he's ready to go from day one. He's not going to worry about blocking that much. He'll be a threat offensively.
I don't know how he does it, because he looks butt slow when he's on the field.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it either, but he's big, he's athletic, he goes up and climbs the ladder in the end zone and out jumps dudes for balls. He's impressive.
Now, Genty did run for 104 yards, but just 3.5 yards per carry. Aller had three touchdown passes, finals 31-14. So Penn State advances in the college football playoff. Yesterday, you had two games. You had Texas against Arizona State. That game goes into overtime, and drab your Arizona State Sun Devils are within a play of winning it in overtime because it's 4th and 13.
Fourth and 13, they send the house.
And Ewers hits a touchdown pass there.
Hey, he made a good play. He sucks. I'm sorry. He was so not impressive. I know he had two touchdown passes in overtime, and his stat line, I guess, looks pretty good at the end of the game. But, man, I mean, the Sun Devils captivated a nation yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, what else more can I ask for? I guess a victory would have been nice.
Captivated a nation?
Definitely.
America's darling.
I know you two guys were apparently the only ones not watching it, but it was amazing yesterday. And
you know what was funny?
They were down 16 points with 7 minutes to go in the game. Came back and tied it up.
At halftime, your boy Scataboo had mostly been contained.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on Larry Brown Sports, and they had a story. Everybody saying the same thing about Cam Scataboo. And I think the day before, he was interviewed, and he said something like, nobody can stop me. Or everybody was, I'm the number one option. Every defense that faces me, everybody tries to stop me, and nobody stops me. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the headline made me click on it, and I click on it and say, everybody's saying the same thing. And it was, well, he shouldn't have said that because they're stopping him. And then the second half happened.
Hey, the guy's a machine. Props to Texas. I mean, they're in the backfield a lot early on, but I think they got worn down. It was a lot of fun. I'm not too upset. I mean, my heart was definitely ripped out at the time. I was at a sports bar on the edge of my seat.
Were there other fellow Sun Devils there with you, or was it more?
No, I was sitting there
horns,
by myself.
More horns people.
When it was nobody, people were watching it, but nobody was cheering or anything. I'm the only idiot who was doing that. Yeah. But by the fourth quarter, midway through the fourth quarter, the entire bar was losing its mind. Everybody was going nuts.
Everybody was in.
Hey, because it's a comeback. Were they down like 17-3 or something like that early?
Yeah, 17-3. They were down 24-8 with six and a half minutes to go in the game. My phone is on fire. Mm-hmm. Twitter's on fire. I got Warren Sharp retweeting me.
Look at you. You were feeling it.
It was a lot of it. Hey, I told Valdez and I told Linnell last night when I called in, people sleep on happy to be here. Sometimes you just got to be happy to be here. The fact that we didn't get blown out, right. We were massive underdogs. I mean, we were 2 touchdown underdogs.
Sure.
We played our guts out.
You're right there in the mix.
And I feel like if I get to say we, people don't like to, when fans say we, but I am a Sun Devil.
If you're a Sun Devil, you can definitely
I can say we. I'm part of the institution.
100% you can say we.
Yeah, so we played our guts out.
Yeah, we.
Proud to be a Sun Devil.
Yep.
Fork 'em. Let's go.
Horns down.
Build
Fork
something
em.
Special.
But you're going to lose Scadabo, right?
Scadaboo. Yeah, he's a senior. Yeah,
I saw this morning. Terrell Owens compared him to somebody, and it kind of surprised me. Can you guess who Terrell Owens says his style of play is like?
Can I get a hint? Is it a whitey or an African-American dude?
I don't want to give you that hint. I want to see where your mind goes.
Mike Allstott.
See, of course, white to white. Drab, do you know the story?
I didn't see who he said. No offense, Cakes. Most idiots say Mike Allstott.
Okay.
Not Mike Allstott.
Big rumbling guy.
Peyton Hillis.
Yeah.
I think he's similar to Maurice Jones-Drew, but
he said Marshawn Lynch.
Ah, okay.
I mean, he's got great bounce. Lynch had amazing bounce.
So anyway, Texas advances 39-31. The other game was, all right, he quibbled with me when I said Penn State was kind of a blowout.
Yeah.
But Ohio State did stomp on Oregon. It ends up looking closer than it was, but 41-21, Will Howard, 3 touchdown passes in the game. Their wide receiver is an absolute stud. Jeremiah Smith, 7 catches, buck 87, 2 touchdowns. He also was asked after the game, he said, the question was, can anybody stop you? One word answer, 2 letters. N-O.
Yeah,
no.
He's probably right from the looks of it. I mean, that's a volcanic box score that he had in that game.
And, of course, there was supposed to be another game last night, but we had the deadly truck attack, which has postponed the game in New Orleans between Georgia and Notre Dame. That's going to go down on Wednesday now.
Actually, today, right? 4 p.m.
Yes.
Thursday. Today's Thursday. I know the days are all kind of blending in during New Year's week. But yeah, games pushed to 4 p.m. today.
Yes. Sorry. What did I say? Wednesday?
Yeah.
Today. Yes, it does all bleed. So, yeah, that's a terrible attack, and it looks like it's an ISIS attack.
It's a horrible situation. I mean, people just trying to enjoy the New Year's on Bourbon Street, and, you know, some maniac terrorist bypasses a police barricade, gets access to Bourbon Street, and just starts mowing people down in his vehicle. And then stops the vehicle, gets out, starts shooting, thankfully taken down by police, but at least 15 dead, many more wounded and injured, sent to the hospital. Just an awful, awful story.
Yeah, so I think they did the right thing by postponing the game, but we'll see who else emerges. Has it been, Trav, has it been mostly the favorites winning? It seems like it's almost all the favorites. Now, Arizona State would have bucked that trend, but so far, it's been chalk, right?
Yeah, not necessarily the higher seeds. And I believe if Georgia loses tonight, all the conference champions are out.
Ooh.
I mean, everybody was saying the conference, you know, you can't give the conference champions byes. But look, Oregon was the number one team in the country. And they got their doors blown off.
Right,
you don't
they
really
got
just
smacked.
Know what to expect. They probably will change that for next year, where they want the four best teams to get the bye. So you'd see teams like Arizona State and Boise State have to play in that first weekend.
I kind of like the way it's set up.
Hey, but you know what? It's similar in the NFL. I mean, whoever loses on Sunday Night Football is going to be a road team in the number 5 seed.
Right.
In the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the seeding is a little wacky because nobody believes Ohio State is the 8th best team of the teams that were in there. They'll face Texas next in the semifinal, and then Penn State awaits the winner of the Notre Dame-Georgia game. Caps, they're going to be back in action, and they won their last game, Cakes. Back on the winning track.
They won the matinee 3-1 against the Boston Bruins. They're just churning out wins. It's kind of what they do at this point. Atop the Metro with 52 points Oh, and by the way, they are 1 point clear of the Devils, who are in second place, and they've played four less games. They've got four games in hand on them. So they have the Wild tonight, and then I believe they take on the Rangers in a nationally televised game over the weekend.
I thought Coach Carberry on Tuesday was pretty honest about how they've been playing of late. He's like, look, we got this great record. Mm-hmm. You just mentioned it. But he kind of felt like the team's been in a bit of a lull the last few weeks.
Yeah.
So we'll see if they can start stringing some wins together. I know that over a 10-game stretch, they were just 6-4 recently. So hopefully the Caps kind of start stringing back wins like they were doing earlier this season. It's not that they're not in good shape, because they are.
And Minnesota, no pushover. They come in with 50 points. So they're just two behind the Caps. They've played right around the same number of games. So that should be a pretty good challenge for the Caps tonight at Cap 1. And we'll have Nick Dowd on later. We can ask him about it.
Cakes, this doesn't happen that often. Usually happens when you're in the building.
Okay, yes. Happens when I'm in the building. Okay. Oh, Wizards. Wizards generally win when I'm in the building.
Yes. Wizards got a win against the Chicago Bulls. Jordan Poole goes for 30 points. So funny. Cakes, immediately when he looks at a box score,
yeah,
goes for Bilal Coulibaly.
It's my first
and he goes,
instinct.
What happened? He didn't score any points.
Now, then I looked at the points first, but then I went to look at the minutes. So he played 9 minutes. He left with an illness, JP.
Yes. Jordan Poole's actually putting up a pretty good season. He's averaging 21.7 points per game, right around 5 assists per game. Doesn't shoot at a great clip because he takes a lot of threes. But there was a period of time where I know I watch some of those shows, like on the NBA TV when they do the highlights, or inside the NBA where Jordan Poole was a punchline.
Right.
He's kind of maturing, I think, as a player. Now, I think he's ultimately going to be traded. Like, he's not part of their future, but scores 30, leads him to a win.
Hey, Alex Saar with the dub last night, JP. 11 points, 10 rebounds. Five helpers, too. Five assists.
Where's he in the rookie ladder? Do you ever look at the rookie ladder?
I do not even know what the rookie ladder is.
I don't even know who does it. It's the Kia rookie ladder. They rank the potential rookie of the year candidates weekly. Let's see. Number one is Castle.
You're going to need to get on
UConn.
The Kia rookie ladder to take that big-ass tree down in your living room.
Yes.
That's what you need the rookie ladder for.
Castle's one. I don't even know who this guy is. Missy from the Pelicans. Yves Missy. Jalen Wells, Grizzlies. Saar, fourth.
Okay. I wish
in the rookie of the year, Chase.
I'd like him to be higher on the rookie ladder, but I guess we'll take fourth.
And Zach Edey, five. That's your top five. Hey, you know what? He's doing better than Reece Ache, who was the number one pick.
Yeah, that's correct.
Saar's been okay. Look, we kind of knew that he was going to be rough offensively. He can block shots, and he's picking it up.
Scoring 11 points per game. His field goal percentage, he shoots 40%.
Well, take a look at the three-point percentage.
I'd like to see that a bit higher.
Take a look at the three-point percentage.
Is it a lot lower?
Just take a look at it. I don't know it off the top of my head. I don't think it's great.
It's 32%.
It's not terrible.
It's not awful.
Not good.
I've heard worse. Man, I'm stumping for the youngins, for the Wiz.
If the Zards ever get good, you're going to be on fire.
I will.
I mean, I want them to be good.
Sure, we all
do. I didn't want them to trade Russell Westbrook.
I knew you were a big Russell Westbrook.
That was a fun year with Russell Westbrook.
It certainly was. All right, that was Jug Sports Page. Coming up a bit later, we'll talk more NFL with Brian Baldinger at 7:25. He's Odyssey's NFL insider. And we'll talk Caps, like we mentioned, with Nick Dowd from your Washington Capitals. That's coming up at 8:25 here on the Junks.